I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto Mayor John Tory and City Medical Officer of Health Dr. Eileen Davila announced plans to fully vaccinate 90% of residents with a new initiative, as well as a framework to vaccinate children ages 5 to 11 once full approval is given by the federal government. Tory announced the initiative Vax in the Six, headed by Team Toronto. The Team Toronto Task Force has been responsible for the rollout of mobile clinics that target specific neighborhoods with low vaccination rates. This follows the previous initiative, Vaxgiving, earlier in the month. Clinics will be held in high-traffic areas, including TTC stations, malls, and community centers.
We know that when it is easy to get the vaccine, more people get vaccinated. That is why we've administered more than 4,000 vaccine doses in TTC clinic stations, and it is why we'll be ramping up those efforts this week across our transit system. I'm proud to announce today our Vax in the Six campaign will be running from Thursday to Saturday. Vax in the Six will see six clinics operating at six TTC stations, the largest number of TTC clinics we've had up and running at any one time. Clinics will be operating from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. in Islington, St. Clair West, Union, Kennedy, Finch West, and Bathurst stations. This is possible thanks to our Team Toronto partners at the TTC, Toronto Public Health, Michael Garron Hospital and the Toronto East Health Network, and Humber River Hospital. These six subway locations are accessible and have been chosen by Toronto Public Health using our Team Toronto mobile data to remove barriers and bring vaccines directly to residents in areas with low vaccination rates. No appointment is needed. If you're born in 2009 or earlier and need your vaccine dose, come to these stations and get vaccinated. And again, they'll be operating from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Islington, St. Clair West, Union, Kennedy, Finch West, and Bathurst stations. We're continuing to get people vaccinated because we know the vaccines are our best way out of this pandemic. I know we're all watching closely the case counts and hope that we can get through this fourth wave as quickly as possible. We are making good progress. We have vaccinated millions, and we are just down now to thousands left to get vaccinated to reach our target of 90%. 2 months ago, on August 15th, there were 409,000 people to be vaccinated in the City of Toronto for us to reach that important 90% goal. Of those, 194,000 people already had one dose. 2 months later, at the present time, we're now down to less than 215,000 people to be vaccinated to reach the 90% goal. And we know there are already 123,000 of them that have had one dose. Yes, the progress is happening at a different pace now that we have literally millions who are already vaccinated, but we continue to move forward to get closer and closer to a remarkable 90% vaccinated, something that's never been done before in our city. And our subway station campaign this weekend represents one more important opportunity, one more important step. We also want to remind people today that the walk-in city-led clinics are still open Tuesdays to Saturdays at the Cloverdale Mall, the Metro Toronto Convention Centre, the Mitchell Field Community Centre, the Scarborough Town Centre, and the Woodbine Mall. I know these messages encouraging people to get vaccinated are repetitive to some and maybe tiresome to some others. That's likely because you've already done the right thing if you find them that way and got yourself vaccinated. But we are so focused on continuing to reach out to people who aren't yet vaccinated to encourage them to get vaccinated, to protect themselves, to protect all the progress that we've made so far. And we will not give up on helping them and in turn helping them to help all of us and to help our city to recover and to be strong and to be healthy. So please, if you're not vaccinated yet, get vaccinated at one of our Vax in the Six clinics at the TTC stations this weekend or one of the other clinics that I've mentioned, the other Team Toronto vaccine clinics. And again, you can always go to toronto.ca to get information on the various clinics and their hours of operation. And in most cases, you don't require an appointment. Now I'd like to invite Dr. Davila to deliver her report and provide an update on the important work that is underway so that we'll be ready to help children 5 to 11 get vaccinated. Long before there was even any prospect of this happening soon, we started to do the work and started to get ready. And we're doing everything as a city that we can to be ready at the time that this is approved by Health Canada. The COVID-19 vaccines are safe, and they've already helped protect millions of teens, adults just in our city alone. Helping young children get vaccinated as quickly as possible will make sure they have the best protection possible against COVID-19, help to keep our schools safe and open to in-class learning.
Dr. Davila outlines Toronto's preparation for children to receive their vaccinations, including how the rollout will be, the need to vaccinate children, as well as how the city will deal with supply of vaccines.
If you are a parent or guardian of someone aged 5 to 11, I ask that you think about getting your children vaccinated once vaccine is approved for this group, as we hope it will be in the coming weeks. Like the flu shot, this is so important because protecting children through vaccination provides a protection that extends well beyond them and will contribute greatly to ending the pandemic. Anticipating the approval of vaccination for children aged 5 to 11, Team Toronto is planning a multi-pronged campaign with partners, including Toronto Public Health and the City of Toronto, pharmacies, Toronto's hospitals, Ontario health teams, family doctors, pediatricians and other clinics, vaccination teams, specialists in children's health, and representatives of the school community. We are considering the best locations to deliver the vaccines across the city. This may include mass immunization clinics, community-based clinics, and school-based clinics, in addition to delivery through pharmacies and doctors' offices. To support the vaccination of the 5 to 11-year-old population, Toronto Public Health is launching a toolkit for parents, guardians, and caregivers. The toolkit provides reliable information that addresses how to get children vaccinated, questions of risks, the certain benefits, vaccine safety, side effects, talking to children about vaccination, and questions around reproductive health. Community town halls, telephone town halls, and parent information sessions will be offered in the coming weeks. And we will continue to add resources for parents and physicians in the coming days. What is most important to me today, as we talk about what we are planning, is to say that most parents are naturally comfortable with the practical and established practice of vaccinating children against illness. It's something we've done all over the world for decades. However, in the world of social media in this pandemic, this usual practice sometimes becomes clouded. So it is important that those with questions are able to get reliable answers to them to fully understand the protection that comes with vaccination. The vaccination of children aged 5 to 11 is safe, protective, and necessary. It is widely believed that children do not experience COVID-19 illness the same way adults do. Typically, this is true, but it is not guaranteed. Alberta Health recently released figures showing that since September the 1st, ICU admissions of children sick with COVID-19 in Alberta have increased by 23%, and that hospitalizations of patients aged 19 and under are up 24.5%. This is the reality with COVID-19. If you give it the opportunity, if you are not protected, the virus will seize that opportunity to infect, whether you are younger or older. There remains a chance that you can be vaccinated and still contract COVID-19. If that happens, if you're vaccinated, it's more likely than not your illness will be mild and you will recover. So if you have a child who will become eligible for vaccination in the coming weeks, please get them vaccinated. You are protecting them. You are protecting your family and yourself. And you are protecting grandparents and elders who could become sick and be at risk as a result.
The United States recently approved the use of the Pfizer vaccine for children ages 5 to 11 and have a supply of 28 million doses, according to recent reports. Pfizer has asked Health Canada to approve of their vaccine for children as well this week. To date, about 83% of eligible Ontario residents ages 12 and up are fully vaccinated. 87% have received at least one dose. The province is averaging about 400 positive COVID-19 cases per day this week. The positivity rate stands at 1.5%, according to Health Canada. More details are to follow. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.